final day of the president's Asia trip. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Finds the administration walking back the president's answer Monday to a reporter's question.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
Fox's Jared Halperin.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there is no change in U.S. policy towards Taiwan or the One China policy, a point Austin says President Biden has made clear.
He also highlighted our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to help provide Taiwan the means to defend itself.
The U.S. provides military aid to Taiwan. Top Chinese officials were quick to respond, expressing strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to the president's remarks.
The president will be greeting the staff at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo shortly before boarding Air Force One for the flight back to Washington. Primary election day in three states today, testing the Trump influence in Georgia.
Former President Trump has backed former Senator David Perdue in Georgia's Republican primary for governor, after repeatedly saying current Governor Brian Kemp has to go after his handling of Trump's 2020 election loss in the state. But Kemp remains the frontrunner. Trump has also backed former NFL star Herschel Walker for Senate, whose rivals have said his past, including domestic abuse allegations, make him unelectable in the fall. Walker told the Fox News Rundown podcast last week he received help for mental illness.
I've addressed it and I moved on, and that's the reason I moved forward. I told people I'm a warrior for Christ right now. I'm a warrior for God.
In the governor's race, there were reports that Trump had pulled his support for Perdue ahead of today, but the former president has denied that.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Primaries are also being held in Alabama and Arkansas, with runoff elections in Texas. Republican Pennsylvania Senate candidate David McCormick is filing lawsuits to force all of the state's counties to count mail-in ballots that were received on time, even if the voter forgot to date the envelope. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
More testimony Monday in the trial of former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman on charges he lied to the FBI.
Several current and former FBI agents took the stand on Monday. The biggest name, the former head of the Bureau's counterintelligence division, Bill Priestap. Though Priestap was called as a government witness, he may have hurt the government's case because he could not remember much about Michael Sussman coming to the Bureau in September 2016. Priestap never met with Michael Sussman, but was briefed on his visit. Former FBI General Counsel James Baker did meet privately with Sussman and relayed the unverified information to Priestap, who took notes but didn't remember those notes.
Fox's David Spont reports testimony could wrap up by week's end. Sussman has pled not guilty to the charges. A federal whistleblower has leaked to Fox News an internal memo that shows Border Patrol released a suspected terrorist into the U.S. after he crossed the border illegally in April near Yuma, Arizona. 3 days later, the FBI said he was on their terrorist watch list. Yet Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not get the authorization to re-arrest him until 2 weeks later. They did pick him up in Florida. Americans are keeping their cars longer since the pandemic. New data shows the average age of vehicles in the U.S. is now more than 12 years. A chip shortage and supply chain issues, at least partly to blame. A Minnesota mother has been charged with the murder of her own son.
28-year-old Jalissa Thaler is accused of murdering her 6-year-old son, Eli Hart. The boy was found
bloodied inside the trunk of her car following a traffic stop in suburban Minneapolis Friday. Police say the child was shot 9 times. An unnamed man is also charged in Eli's death. The two were recently spotted at a gun range. A motive is unclear, but Thaler had been locked in a custody dispute with the 6-year-old's father.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.